If asked to name the single best baseball movie of all time, a lot of people would pick this one.
If you build it, he will come.
It's the voice from the 1989 classic Field of Dreams. You remember the story. The Iowa farmer Ray Kinsella, played by Kevin Costner, hears a mysterious voice telling him to plow up one of his best cornfields and build a baseball diamond. Naturally, everyone thinks he's nuts. Until the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson shows up to toss a few balls around. Well, what you might not know is that since that movie was made, the real Field of Dreams, a cornfield in Dyersville, Iowa, has become something of a religious site for baseball fans. To the best of our knowledge, producer Charles Monroe Kane jumped at the opportunity to get in his car and head to the Field of Dreams.
If you're at all susceptible to the romance of baseball, Field of Dreams will tug at your heartstrings. It's that kind of movie. I mean, listen to the speech by James Earl Jones' character from the film. I get goosebumps just thinking about it.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
And they did come, and not just in the movie, but in real life as well. 15 years after that scene was filmed, over a million visitors have come to the real Field of Dreams, a picture-perfect setting in Dyersville, Iowa.
Most people want to come out and walk the bases and take a picture, play a little catch.
I'm standing out here with Don Lansing, whose family farm and house were used in the filming of Field of Dreams. It's an extremely windy and rainy day, but the place looks just like it did in the movie. The rows of corn are where they should be. The house is out of American Gothic, with a wraparound porch and picture-perfect porch swing. And of course, the baseball field glistens like a diamond.
It's just beautiful.
And this was a cornfield before, right?
Yes, it was. It was all corn in here, so you can see all the way down to the bridge here and all the way up to the fence over here.
Do you live in the house?
Yes, I do. I was born and raised there. Lived there all my life. I don't know where else I would want to go.
Well, let's walk the bases.
Boy, sure.
Well, this is really nice when you look back to home. That's beautiful. So do you farm also, or is this all you do?
I rent my farm out about 5 years ago. This became my primary job now, just maintaining it. And it's a little different job than farming, but I learned real fast how to keep up a ball field. Okay, you gonna steal home?
Okay, I'm gonna steal home. Okay, I'm gonna do this road. I'm gonna run up here. I'm gonna steal home.
Okay, okay. So maybe that's a little childish, but it's the kind of thing people do when they visit the Field of Dreams.
Are you gonna slide? No, you don't slide.
You can.
I'm not gonna slide any
of it. Get out there and the sky's so blue and the corn rustles like the sounds of a crowd, and there's this beautiful green diamond. And before you know it, you're pretending to be Shoeless Joe Jackson. It's a 3-2 count in the bottom of the ninth. 2 outs, bases loaded, and you hit it out of there.
Excellent. Look at that. It just ran the bases of the Field of Dreams. That is very exciting.
Unfortunately, it's only in movies that things are this pure. In real life, this idyllic green diamond is in fact contested territory. The property line runs right down the middle of the field. Don Lansing owns right field, home plate, first and second base. He explains the division.
Universal Studios came out and picked my farm, and I have 100 acres here, and I did not know for sure where the ball field was going to go. But when it was time to build the ball field, the producer came to me and he said, we're going to have to put the ball field here now. And I said, just wait a minute. Now that fence down there is in there for a reason. It's a property line. And that's when we had to go up and ask my neighbor if we could use a couple hundred feet of this ground.
So that third base, because it looks different.
That's probably about right on the property.
Right on the property, third base, right where those white lines are.
Yes. I mean, it was my neighbor, Al Ameskamp, that owned the property when the movie was made. And me and him got along real fine all our lives. And when the movie was made, he was part of it, and after the movie was over, he did plow his all back up. And I was really sad when he did it, because that fall after the movie was finished making it, we talked, and I told him, you know, look how nice and beautiful this is, and apparently we both sat alongside of each other when the movie premiered, and apparently he didn't hear the voice.
Since his death some years ago, Al Ameskamp's part of the Field of Dreams, now called Left and Center Field of Dreams, has been turned over to a trust, a fact that soured the relationship between the two fields. For example, there's a sign posted in front of Don Lansing's side of the fence that reads, "Welcome to the Field of Dreams movie site. All the proceeds from the purchases made at the gift shop located closest to the house go toward the high cost of maintenance and upkeep for the field and farmhouse. The other souvenir shop is owned by an investment banking firm and is not associated with the Lansing farm or family." In other words, this is the pure side. Those other guys, they're just out to make a buck.
Oh, we've got just about everything as far as the souvenirs go. We have t-shirts, baseballs, small bats.
Keith Ray manages the Left and Center Field of Dreams.
Caps,
he does not appreciate being pegged as a crass commercial operator here.
There's a sign up on his thing that says that this is owned by an investment banking firm or something.
Yeah, that's not true at all. They put that up in order to keep people from, to discourage people from coming over here. They like to play the mom and pop angle, you know, small family farm, which they're a limited liability corporation, and we are also.
Okay. So this isn't exactly the Iowa version of the Hatfields and the McCoys, but as one woman in town put it, there's not exactly good blood between them. It'd be easy to caricature this as a classic conflict between big money and the dream of baseball. But in fact, conflicts are only black and white in the movies. Actually, Keith Ray seems to be just as devoted to the spirit of the Field of Dreams as Don Lansing is, to the point that he created a baseball team to go with it, the Ghost Players. The team is made up of local guys who had bit parts in the movie. They're real ball players, not actors. Universal Studios hired them because they'd played in the minor leagues or maybe had a short professional stint. But when the movie was done, they'd get together at the Field of Dreams just for fun.
We came out of the field just as something fun to do, came out and pitched to the tourists and that stuff, and when we got done, we left through the cornfield and didn't come back. Well, that took off, and we still continue our Sunday appearances out here. In August, we had about 2,000 people. We've been to Asia 3 times, been to Europe twice, Middle East, Mediterranean, Caribbean. We've been all over the world.
Sadly, when the Ghost Players are at home in Dyersville, Iowa, they don't get to play on the entire Field of Dreams.
Yeah, we play on the outfield in left and center. Mr. Lansing does not allow us to go into the infield. So
never? Not even on the last Sunday of the month?
No.
That's not.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect the show at all. It really doesn't affect the people. We do the show out in the outfield, and people love it. So,
you know, when I came out here, I thought this was going to be a story about how money ruins everything. And yeah, there's something kind of sad and really typically American about seeing the Field of Dreams turned into a tourist trap. But there's something about this place that makes it hard to hold on to your cynicism. One of the people I talked to in Dyersville was Julie Bonnert. She's the city's director of tourism. She told me that if I thought this was a story about souvenir stands and capitalism, I didn't get it at all.
I mean, there's people that I've talked to that have come back to, you know, maybe get closer to a loved one that's passed away, or to just sit out there and think about things, get things straightened out in their lives. There's people who have brought ashes out there to spread their ashes on the Field of Dreams because, you know, it's dreaming of those possibilities and those things. And I'll go out there on Ghost Sunday, and I'll just look at the people and look at their faces and just see, oh my gosh, we have this thing that's just so close to us, and we touch so many different people, and we don't even realize it. I mean, how often do you get to go to a baseball field and have this just big smile come across your face, and it stays there all day long?
And she's right. It is amazing. But you know, for all the faults my cynical mind can muster, Keith Ray and Don Lansing are preserving a dream. I saw it in Keith's eyes when he talked about managing the Ghost Players, and you hear it in Don's voice when he talks about the people who've come.
I had a guy come out here one time, and he was a catcher in the minor leagues, and he was this close to making it to the majors, and somebody slid into him at home plate and hurt his knee and then ruined his career for the rest of his life. And he told me when he came out here, he told his wife that he was coming out here to the Field of Dreams. He was all the way from California, and she said, well, go ahead. And he came out here, and he was out here 2 hours. And he said, well, my dream is fulfilled. And he got in his car, and he went back home.
In the end, dreams don't really have owners, do they? They're just out there, like the distant voices of a crowd cheering at a ball game. To quote the Field of Dreams, no, this isn't heaven, it's Iowa. But today, I was looking pretty good.
Look at these nice kids. Oh, that kid, look at that, man. He's gonna steal second base. Steal third!
From the Field of Dreams, this is Charles Monroe Kane.